5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay! Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir, and welcome to an I Love Monday edition. It's season 2, episode 5. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk, but we're going to rock the mic here for the next hour. We broadcast live Monday through Friday for 1 hour a day. And thank you. And thank you for joining me. We've been on a hiatus for the last week. I had to take personal leave off, as it's well documented on this show. I've been going through my mother's health issues, and her health issues have been from sciatic pain in the back to lumbar issues. She's gone through all the steps, chiropractors. She went through Dr. Ramos out there with 5 injections to try to put some like steroids and padding in between the 2 vertebrae. Been in pain for about 10 months. I don't need mom in pain. So I've reached out to Dr. Ryan Glasser, baby, from Doctors Hospital here off of B Ridge and 75. That's exit 207 for my trucker and towing audience out there. And we have a huge audience. I checked the numbers today. 1 week off doesn't stop the show. Your boy Roy is blowing up internationally. Of course, in the great country of the U.S., we're off the chain in Florida, Ohio, Washington State. You know, everything's big in Texas, including your boys, Roy's numbers. You know, I'm always going to take time to brag about my numbers. It's an I Love Mondays. Why? Because most people, working America, doesn't like Monday. They're all hungover from the weekend. Guess what? We don't like to be like anybody else here on the SRQ Talk Show with your boy, Roy, baby. We go the other way, and we're going to love Mondays here. It's a time for a nice, clean slate. It's a fresh start out here, and that was inspired by a social media in LinkedIn way back in the day. We want our audience to interact with the show. You can reach me if you don't know by now. I mean, season 1 was 37 episodes. We're in season 2 once fall started here. We're in episode 5. You should know by now you can reach me via email, srqtalk@gmail.com, or you can be trendy and send us a voicemail. And if it's any good, your boy Roy's going to make you SRQ Talk famous, baby. We'll play it right on the air here. You get 60 seconds. You go to www.srqtalk.com. It's going to give you our webpage there, and you'll see a big icon that says message. You hit it and start recording under 60 seconds, whether it's good, bad, you love us, you think we're absolute direct. We'll take in every cause. We don't discriminate here. And I do say we are broadcasting live from the beautiful Always Paradise, baby, here in Sarasota, Florida. Wish you were here, but not really. We are new, fresh, local, and worldwide talk, man. I like to welcome, and we got definitely news. We bring Sarasota and Manatee County to the front of the news. We got plenty of local, national news. It's your last day to register kind of a day. Okay, we're getting started. We're getting amped up, man. We're going to bring this country right back. We are broadcasting today a little early here. It's October 5th, 2020. I Love Monday edition of Season 2, Episode 5 here with your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. It's about 10 a.m. here on the East Coast, but I would like to welcome everybody joining in. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for hitting play. Countries like our first, the great Irish community, baby, out there in Ireland. our first international cities. We're at like 3.5% viewership there. You must say that's not much. It's better than what you got, because my list goes on. I'm fielding a World Cup team here, and we're working on the United Nations here. When you find out who's the latest country to opt into, your boy Roy, I'm blowing up internationally, domestically. So I have to talk about it. Welcome, Ireland, from the Irish community, of course. The UK, England, that has deemed my show's listeners as Roy's Rowdy Rebels. It's my hooligans out there in London. Good morning to you, or good evening, or whatever hell time it is in your area. I can only focus on mine here in the third country, baby. They're always late to the party, but they know that your boy Roy ain't got no wall here. I ain't going to make them cut the lawn. It's my cartel, Buenata de Mexico, baby. Third on the list in the SRQ talk show, over 3% as well. And then, what do we got? We got a whole World Cup team here, man. You think I don't appeal to every community? Guess what? The Middle Eastern community is tapped in with Turkey, baby. That's right. Don't hate. The Middle Eastern community has embraced your boy Roy, and we're blowing up all over the place here. Let me try to get you the many other countries here. Let me see. I'm having problems with my internet, of course, and it's but nothing's stopping your boy Roy here. Let's see, we're going international. Our next country, since World War II, we've been allies with the Germans, and the Germans are tapped into your boy Roy here. We mentioned the Middle Eastern community of Turkey. Guess what? The Netherlands doesn't want to be left behind, baby. They heard World Cup. What? We're in. And our latest and newest country to join your boy Roy here, I'm blowing up in Singapore. That's right. It was just a matter of time before the Asian community came across and got word. And now they're tapped in. That's right. You heard it. Singapore. Don't hate because your podcast doesn't have Singapore. Mine does. And talk about what I have in the gender race. Remember way, way back in the day where I was crying like a baby because my ladies were at 32%. Well, your boy Roy here on October 5th, 2020, approximately 10:03 a.m. here on the East Coast in beautiful Sarasota, Florida. I'm here to report that the ladies just jumped up 2 points from 58 to 60%, baby. The scales are tipping. I didn't like it when the men were at 68% and the ladies were at 32. I promote balance on this show and positivity, even though I might have my meltdown from time to time.
Whatever.
Yeah, you know, but we are pretty much positive, especially on a Monday here. Thank you for joining me. We got a lot of top news. I want to get right to it. And of course, what you think? I was going to forget domestically? Absolutely not. Of course, we're blowing up in Florida. We're broadcasting from there. That's over half of the audience listenership is from the great state of Florida. However, I've been telling you that we extend much farther, okay, not only internationally. I just mentioned them all. Guess who the second state that opted in, that takes sole possession, that just passed the great state of Ohio? I think it's kind of weird, too, but the state of Washington, your boy Roy is blowing up. 100% audience out of Washington State comes from the Emerald City of Seattle, baby. Yeah, the way to kick my Dolphins' ass this past weekend. And we're going to have plenty of time because the second half of the SRQ talk show is always SRQ sports show on the last 30 minutes. So definitely hang in there. We're 25 and 16, and we're going to give you a lock of the day on the second half of the show. We're just going to do some top news here, things that I like my audience to be in the know about. So we got Florida, Washington, the great people of Ohio. For the first time in a long time, has just lost, knocked down to third place, and everything's big in Texas, especially my numbers, baby, coming out of Austin, Dallas, and Houston, Virginia, Georgia, New Jersey, Nebraska, New York, California, and Oregon round out the states that your boy Roy, that they're locked and loaded just like you are today. We're going to have a great show. I am Glad to be back. Let's get to the news right away here, because a couple of things that I do want you to know, just like I briefly mentioned there, today is the deadline to vote in Florida's November 3rd general election. So if you haven't registered, you better get your ass down there. Politicians have been actively reminding voters in Florida that Monday is the deadline to vote in the battleground states in the general election. Monday, October 5th is the last day to register to vote. If you need to make changes to your registration or just make sure your information is correct, you can check the election website in your county. It has to be done today, according to my people there in the Sun, ABC7 locally here, baby, locking it up, keeping my audience here in the know. Of course they would. It's Sarasota. Oh, and Bradenton's numbers? Yeah, we're not going to talk about Manatee County. You're an embarrassment, okay, with your numbers. My only representative, that's right, it's the great people of Palmetto, baby, is the one that's tapped in all of Manatee County on my show, because Bradenton, out to lunch. You know what Bradenton likes to be good at? Is the COVID numbers. And guess what, Bradenton? You're lucky that I don't have the COVID numbers, because it's 10 a.m. and they don't come out until 11 a.m. here. And that's why your boy Roy is going to skip your little COVID 19 damn numbers, okay? Just put on a damn mask. Last time I checked, you were about at 11,400, knocking on the door of 12,000, Bradenton, okay? So your numbers are high there, but guess what? They're in the toilet here on the SRQ Talk Show. Yeah, so we move on here. So there you go, man. Get your ass down there and go register. Do it online. Do it whatever you're going to do it here. There was a disturbing story here that, you know, we're going to have to follow up on. But a person did get shot and killed there in a drive-thru in Venice Bank, man. I don't know. Lately I've been seeing a lot of crime out there in Venice. And I don't like to hear that, because the third highest rated city in the whole damn state of Florida is Northport in Venice, baby. At least here it is in the SRQ Talk Show. That's my people. Number one, you know, it's Fort Myers. And you know my people in Sarasota, after they heard me saying like that and puking all over their numbers, guess what they did? They amped it up, man. Sarasota's all sole possession, second place. Thank you. Can we thank Bradenton? Of course we not. So the great people of Venice, Florida, police are responding to a shooting at a bank drive-thru in Venice. Officers say that the subject was shot and killed. Oh, man, we don't want to hear that, man. At a drive-thru at BB&T Bank on 160 Point Loop Drive, the scene is still very active. My great people there at ABC7, we'll update us on the story for more information is received right now, maybe at the 11 o'clock update here. Not only the COVID numbers, maybe they'll give us a little update on this this man shot. I mean, that's huge news, okay? Venice is a nice, quiet community, beautiful community. Your little black beach there and your little shark tooth thing that means the Queen of Siesta Key absolutely love to do. Casperson Beach out there in the great city of Northport, where your boy Roy's blowing up. I go over there to contribute to the economic uplifting of Northport and all that. And this is really freezes my ass, okay? That you're shooting people at banks, okay? This has got to be an inside job. But the Sarasota County Police is all over it. ABC7 is all over it. And your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk, I'm going to keep my eye on that damn story too, because that pisses me off, man. Venice is a nice, you know, just one of these rare places in America, man, that you can feel safe, leave your car open. People are great. Older community, senior community, Mac Daddy, and you know, I mean, they're the ones with the real money, man. Leave them alone. There's got to be an inside job there. We're going to look into it. And I'm sorry to report here, you know, we ain't got COVID numbers for you, but guess what? We definitely have Tropical Depression 26 develops in the Caribbean and expected to strengthen into a storm tomorrow. Let's see how we're doing on time, because you know they only give your boy Roy here 1 hour show. Okay, we do 30 minutes of local, national, and statewide, and if we got to go international, baby, we will. Now that the international community has embraced the show, and can you believe it, man? I mean, really? I mean, really? Singapore? That's right, baby. The Asian community. We got the Middle Eastern community with Turkey. The Irish community. Even the damn Germans are listening to your boy Roy, man. You know, when the Germans are in, the Netherlands aren't too far behind. And of course, baby, being from the Latin community, I'm Mexicanos, baby. That rounds it off, man. We're going to keep bragging about it because it's just so humbling and I do appreciate it. The show today, sponsored by, you damn right, Dr. Ryan Glasser, Doctors Hospital. You got a problem with your spine. You need sciatic help. You need lumbar between 7 and 8 like your boy Roy's mom had to. Surgery was done. Guess what? Glasser hit it out of the park with mom. Mom is recovering. She's been about 5-6 days in recovery, pain-free. Of course, they took the damn nerve out in between the vertebrae that was taking her quality of life. And if your quality of life is being taken away, man, waste no more time. My mom's 80 years old, and she survived the surgery, man. Glasser's Mac Daddy, Ryan Glasser. Damn, look him up, man. Doctors Hospital, do yourself a favor. He'll lock it up and get it done, and he'll give you your life back. Dr. Ryan Glasser, friend of the show. Friend of mom, baby. Hit it out of the park. Go contact him, and there's no time for pain in your life, man. Let Ryan Glasser take it away there. He's sponsoring the show, and it's my pleasure to give him a shout-out, actually. So there you go, man. Tropical depression, 26, man. It's just a matter of time. You know, we're going to dodge these things. This is going up the I mean, if you were the Dominican Republic, Santo Domingo and all that, you're looking at about 11 o'clock. It's coming straight up. And guess where it's making a beeline to? Open suggestions, beeline. That's right, to New Orleans, baby. They can't get a break over there. But no matter what happens here, let's see what they're reporting here. And this comes from Noel Rem from ABC7, Sarasota here. Mac Daddy News coverage here locally. Tropical depression 26 has formed and has sustained winds of 35 miles per hour and is currently moving west northwest at 9 miles per hour. Tropical storm conditions are expected in the Cayman Islands beginning late Monday, and tropical storm warning is in effect. The system is forecast to approach the northern Gulf Coast late this week as a hurricane, okay? So that's not good news for those people. While there is a large uncertainty in the track,
whatever.
Like always, right? Let me see. The uncertainty in the track and the intensity, and they don't know shit. And forecasts are these times ranges. Of course, there is a risk of dangerous storm surges, winds, rainfall, hazardous along the coast from Louisiana down to western Florida Panhandle. Didn't those my great people in the Panhandle just get they just got leveled by Sally, wasn't it? Come on, a Panhandle. Bunker down, baby. It's your year over there. But those are some strong people there in Panama City in the Panhandle. They can handle it, man. It's not their first rodeo, you know what, in Louisiana either. I'm surprised we ain't got Louisiana on the show, man. I'd love to see the Louisiana opt in, but not yet. This storm is forecasted to become Tropical Storm Delta by Monday afternoon. Once it moves into the Gulf of Mexico, it will enter favorable conditions for development and is forecasted to strengthen into a Category 2 hurricane before making landfall along the northern Gulf Coast later this week. And if it's anything like these preliminary maps here, guess what? It's got it zooming in right in New Orleans there. So I've been to New Orleans on Bourbon Street, man. And I'll tell you, those are some good people. They know how to party in New Orleans, man. A lot of history there. The St. Charles little rail there. I took it all the way to the end. I'm telling you, man, more than one time I've been to New Orleans. Not sure why they're not opting into the show. Haven't seen you in the radar there, New Orleans. Tropical Storm Gamma has maximum sustained winds of has installed north of the Yucatan Peninsula this evening, with the frontal boundary blocking the storm from continuing to travel northbound. So there's something blocking it there, making it go right at you there at New Orleans. The storm will move southwesterly over the next few days into a Bay of Campeche. Gamma is expected to produce heavy rainfall for several days over portions of southeastern Mexico and the Yucatan Peninsula, Central America, and far western Cuba. This rainfall could result in a life-threatening flash flooding, mudslides, particularly in the mountainous regions of the southeastern Mexico and Central America area. So there you go, man. Hey, I know Mets goes out there, baby. Oh, yeah, buena tarde. Hunker down. Hunker down there in the Yucatan, man. In Central America, my El Salvadorians and Nicaraguans, you better just hang on, man. The Fujiwara effect is rare and even more rare in the Gulf of Mexico. This is when two nearby cyclonic vortices are spinning in the same direction, pass close enough to each other. I mean, are you really? Is this what we're listening on the SRQ talk show, man? Are you kidding me? The Fujiwara effect, what the hell is that? It's rare and even more rare in the Gulf of Mexico. Then what the hell am I talking about it for, man? Look about this tropical storm, man. They're talking to me about Fujiwara. I mean, are you kidding me right now? The Fujiwara effect is rare, okay? This is when two nearby cyclonic vortices are spinning in the same direction, pass close enough to each other. They begin to intense dance around their common center. You kidding me, man? Fucking bored already, man. Stamp it up around here, man. It's an I Love Monday. You're on Season 2, Episode 5. Your boy, Roy. Give me a shout out, srqtalk@gmail.com. Leave a voicemail. Go to our website, srqtalk.com. Hit the message button there. We're just getting started here after 1 week of hiatus. We get 30 minutes. Let me take a look, peek a lick, because you know your time goes and flies with your boy Roy here. We're 22 minutes in. So let's get, let me see. That tropical storm is basically what I want to talk about. Of course, there was a lot of football yesterday. I'm involved in a fantasy football league that is entering its 16th year. And I'll tell you, I just found out just now, moments ago before I came on the air, that the Patriots in the Kansas City, after they were told me that the game was going to be canceled, okay, for whatever God's sake reason, it was going to get canceled, okay? So I didn't start my boy Burkett at running back. I had to put in Dobbins, that dreck from Baltimore in there, this DK Dobbins. Unleash the kid already, man. Come on, what are you doing over there, man? Damn it, I need an emergency running back. You know it's depleted. Anybody that knows anything about fantasy football, you know the waiver wire is absolute dreck. There's nothing there, especially in a 12-man PPR league, man. Ain't much out there, you know what I'm saying? So I pick up Burkett, or, you know, whatever, Burkhead or whatever from the Patriots, man. He's playing on Monday night. I like to have a, you know, I always like to have a player on Monday night. But guess what? They told me the game was canceled, and now guess what? They're playing. I mean, I like that they're playing for a lock of the day that we'll give you on that game. But, man, really? I mean, whatever. Honestly, now they're playing. I sat this player, and now it's too late to put him in. But I want to report I am up by 25.5 pounds. But the bad news about it? He has Kels, the tight end, the Kels, and he has the Packer defense, man. Are you kidding me, man? I'm not going to hold those guys to less than 25 points. Are you kidding me? Kels is going to blow me up, man. I'm only up 25 and a half points. This is horrible news, man. Absolutely horrible news. But we're going to have totally I say you hang on to the show because that's what we're going to talk about on the second part of your boy Roy here with SRQ Talk. So keep an eye on this tropical storm, man, because even though it looks like it's making a beeline to New Orleans, and it's going to graze the western part of the old country there of Cuba, okay? We're gonna feel the effects, the outer bands, man. I mean, I didn't go to meteorologist class, but I've been 30 years in this great state of Florida where my numbers are off the chain. And I can tell you, I'm a Hurricane Andrew, okay, survivor of back in 1993 when a hurricane went right through my living room. Sounded like a freight train. No fun on the aftermath, okay? No hurricane parties. None of that. No, you know, melting ice going for $10 a bag, gouging up the yin-yang. It's the MIA, man. They had to bring down the marshals. Are you kidding me? We were locked down, homie, in the middle of August. Okay, the heat, no AC for 15 days, and I'm living where the goddamn senators live. Okay, I ain't listening. I ain't living in some freaking, you know, low life place. No, man, I'm Mac Daddying out there in Miami. You know what I mean? And I still camped 15 days. Okay, not fun, but a hell of a lot of money came in. I actually was the first time, you know, I said, "What's up to my neighbors?" You know what I mean? So it brought the city back together back in the day. Hurricane Andrew for my 17% of damn millenniums. You millenniums are a pain in the ass. You know what? You really are, man. And I know we didn't get a chance to broadcast and give our opinion about the debates. There you go. One word. That's my opinion, man. Shut the hell up. Mute them, man. All this talking over each other is absolute direct TV, okay? Just like all your radio stations out there, your little scripted radios and all that. Better tune into your podcast. I'm the hottest podcast this west of Florida, okay, baby? Yeah, that's right. Your numbers, I saw them. They were horrible, okay? Yeah, absolutely. There's no mystery here, your man is. All right, we only get 30 minutes, guys, and Anchor, don't play around with that. You need to find us. We're pretty much in any podcast that where you go to for your podcast, you can find us. But if you need help, we personally broadcast from our good people here in Anchor, but we are on Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, damn SoundCloud is tuned in, CastBox, what else you want? I'm telling you, your boy Roy is blowing up internationally, and now the Asian community in the form of Singapore, baby. Welcome to the show. There you go. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I definitely want you to stand by for the second part of the show. We're going to go over NFL scores from yesterday, give you a little bit of fantasy football insight and recommendations, warming us up for our Football Friday coming up with Mystery Reveling on Football Friday, baby, here with your boy Roy as well. We'll be broadcasting with Chuchi there on Friday there. And definitely, I listened to the Mystery Reveling show. And let me tell you something, off the chain, man. A lot of good information. And if you wanted to, you know, test his knowledge, a lot of what he's Mystery Irrelevant said on the broadcast I heard, which I believe was his Friday show, he had said that, you know, he mentioned a lot of players that blew up last night is what I'm trying to tell you, man. Man knows what he's talking about there. And we're going to have him here on Friday there. So definitely tune in for that. Interact with the show, guys, srqtalk@gmail.com, or leave me a 60-second voicemail. I'll make you SRQ Talk famous by going to our website, srqtalk.com. Easy as that. Hit the message button. Got 60 seconds. We're going to wrap it up here. Thank you for tuning into the first half. It's an I Love Monday show, October 5th, 2020. The next 30 minutes, all sports. Welcome back and rejoining your boy Roy here on the SRQ Talk edition of the SRQ Sports Show here, October 5th, 2020. And thank you all for coming back from the 30 minutes prior show where we went over that you got to get your ass registered. It's the last day to register, guys. Definitely do that. We do get your COVID numbers. Let me see, because we do take a break in between both segments here where we have 30-minute segments here. Let me see. I mean, definitely the register is a deadline is today. We told you about the Tropical Depression 26 developing in the Caribbean, and it's probably going to strengthen into a tropical storm. So we told you about that. I was hoping to get you some, you know, what you love to hear, man, some COVID-19 numbers, man, that our show, remember when back in the day where it almost took over the show, and now, damn, man, I'm seeing this, this Patriots Chiefs game, man. I'm like kind of glad because I can give you, it's just another option for us to give you a lock of the day today. And we love football and seeing new, you know, the Patriots and the Chiefs play today. That's all fine and dandy, man. But I sat Burkhead, man, in my pickup thing. I thought the game was going to be canceled, man. Rookie move if you're a fantasy football owner. I should have just left him there like my opponent left Kels there, man. And now Kels is going to damn fucking blow me up, man. He's going to blow me up, Kels. I'm only up by 25 and a half points here going into the Monday night. And I always like to have a Monday night representative. And I got none, man. I had a couple yesterday, and Ward Jr. are there from the Eagles, okay? I stuck you in there, man. I sat my boy Miller from Tampa Bay, another rookie move on my part, man. Scotty Miller, I sat him down. He scored me 19 and a half points, man. Man, I'm having a tough year. Absolute dreck. 0-3. I'm only up by 25 and a half points. And not only does this guy have Mac Daddy tight end Kels, which I want to congratulate my guy Kittle from the Niners yesterday. Man, Kittle played a hell of a game, man. He scored me over 40 points fantasy. That's max status, man, just like we are on the lock of the day with 25 and 16. That puts us at about, you know, 60.9%, man. We're going to call it 61% here. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. Thank you for joining us on our sports edition, which is usually our second half 30-minute. The show sponsored to you all day by Dr. Ryan Glasser, that hit a home run with my mom's spinal lumbar surgery and spinal cord of a 7 and 8 in between there, took the nerve out there and basically told me, I'm going to give you your mother's life back after mom being in pain for 10 months. And guess what? Ryan Glasser, doctor's hospital, man, get your life back with them. You're in pain. No time for pain, man. No time for chronic pain anyway. That is absolutely horrible. And the older you get, the more you suffer, man. Don't suffer no more. Reach out to my boy there, Dr. Ryan Glasser. He hit a home run, a grand slam with mom, pain-free. Surgery's going very well. And the post-surgery anyway, the recovery, 5 days in, she's doing great. Thank you for all your concerns out there. I have been pretty much documenting it. Well, of course, we heard that President Donald Trump has contacted COVID-19 there. Our hearts and prayers and everything goes out to the sitting president right now, no matter where you sit on the political realm there, whether you know, love them or you hate them, and most people hate them, but you know what, an outpouring to the president has come across. He says that he's humbled with some of the people that have reached out to him, and really, you are an absolute scumbag if you wish this on anybody, okay? And I don't want to hear anybody from the SRQ Talk audience here, and we're our audience off the chain. Florida, Northport, Sarasota, Lakeland. I mean, we extend everywhere. Except, you know, Bradenton, we're really close, but their numbers suck here. And that's well documented. We'll keep on ragging and kicking dirt at Bradenton, okay? Because all they're good for is cooties out there. The cootie cases out there. COVID-19 numbers over 11,500. Let's see if we got any new numbers. Total cases as of 10/5/2020 here on the SRQ Talk Show with your boy Roy, with the dashboard, Florida's COVID-19 data and surveillance dashboard that we brought out all the way in season 2. You want to archive the show because we're on season 2, episode 5 here We have 37 episodes in season one, and way back in the day, we were always going with the Dayton Surveillance Dashboard. Here was the only reputable forum because, you know, most of it is all fake news out there. But total cases, according to the Dayton Surveillance COVID-19 data, 717,874 total cases of the cooties in the state of Florida. Okay, we're well on our way to a million there, and you never want to see that, right? But global, let me see, they go into the global systems and all that. We don't really want that. What we want is updated Florida numbers to see how many people have tested positive, and it doesn't seem that the report usually comes out about 11 a.m., but we can't really waste too much time because they only give your boy Roy here 1 hour. We got a 30-minute show in the front that we just came off of, and we went through most of this news. So we're just going to jump into the sports, man. We had a big day yesterday in the NFL and some of the scores. I mean, the week was started off with the Jets and Denver, okay? I don't even want to talk about it. That game was kind of like pick. I thought if the Jets are going to win at any time, and talking about like, you know, the scales tipping, you know, how my lady, gender ladies out there, welcome ladies, 60% audience to 40% of men, okay? But regardless, we love our men, but we love our ladies. Anywhere you go in America, you walk into a room, you want there to be more ladies than men, absolutely all day, twice on Sundays. You heard it here. You tuned into your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. Real, new, fresh, local, and worldwide. As we said, we'd like to welcome our new addition, new international listenership out there in the Asian community of Singapore. That's right, baby. Did I stutter? No speaking English. Singapore, baby, in any language. You little millennials don't know where Singapore is. Google it, Wikipedia it, okay? Singapore, Asian community, baby. Locking it up. All right, what do we got here? Like I just reported, the Patriots and the Chiefs are back on today. We got the Chiefs, our favorite, a whopping 10.5 against Cam Newton and the New England Patriots with my boy Burkhead that I didn't have the opportunity. Sat him down, man. He's going to get a lot of action today, Burkhead, man. It's going to make me absolutely throw all over my thing. All this misinformation and fake news that the game is postponed, man. It's cost me, man. It's going to cost me my fantasy picks. I'm only up 25.5 points. Damn it. I need Mr. Irrelevant here to tell me what the hell is going to go. And yeah, tune into our Friday show, All Friday Football, baby. We're going to have Mr. Irrelevant on with us to help us out because I kind of tapped into his show early. I think his Friday edition show. And the boy's on point, man. A lot of what he said came out true in the fantasy world, and that's right. We're out there, man. If you can't stand your fantasy geek that wants to tell you about his fantasy football team that nobody cares about, toss them over to us. We know how to deal with these fantasy football geeks, man. Bring them to the SRQ Talk Show, man. We're going to be amping it up here on this fantasy. I'm still trying to find my first win. Let me check how we're doing on time because they only give us 30 minutes, and your time flies with your boy Roy. Of course it does, man, and why wouldn't it? I'd like to thank Kittle from the San Francisco damn tight end, man. Blew it up about 14 catches, man. Touchdowns, all kinds of shit. He should have had that two-point conversion at the end of the game there, but let me not get ahead of myself here, man. Let's do the scores. You know the game tonight. Also the Falcons losing losers of two in a row and blowing over 20-point leads in both games. Come in to place Aaron Rodgers. I wish he would, shave off that damn mustache, man. You porn star from the 1970s, Rodgers. I figure this is going to be a shootout, man. This over-under is at 57. Packers are laying 6 to the Falcons, and who can blame them, man? They get no respect. But today's the kind of day, you know, you're down on the Falcons. That's the day that they squeak one out. So we'll look into that for the lock of the day. Yesterday's score, well, we told you that the damn Broncos and the Jets started us off this week. And the Jets, of course, they lost 37-28 to the Broncos on Thursday. And then Sunday's off. And this was an interesting game. We knew it was going to go over here on the SRQ Talk Show with your boy Roy. It was the Bengals and Jaguars. And the Bengals, a much improved team, man, with Burrow from LSU. you know, taking over. And good for the Bengals to finally get like a Carlson Palmer in there that can fling the ball around. And coincidentally, the kid does wear number 9 as well. Burrow off the chain, 33-25 over the Jaguars. And this is a game, I mean, and the Texans, man, I mean, my numbers are off the chain. Everything's big in Texas, including my numbers out there in Dallas, Austin, and Houston. But your Texans, man, they can't get it started. They go down to 0-4, the Vikings, okay, that came in as an underdog in this game by 3.5 points. The Texans were favored. And guess what? Texans can't get it done. The Vikings, okay, 31-23 over them. They still have the goose egg there over there. Texans, damn it, 0-4. All right, so the Ravens beat your Washington football team 31-17. And then, of course, my Dolphins. Absolutely, Fitzy, stop with the damn interceptions. You know, if not, get Tua in there. Our number one pick, get Tua in there, baby. Southpaw number one. I'm sporting his jersey. Thanks to Anthony Chansky that delivered it. That's a surprise for me. I'm sporting that jersey every day. We didn't expect to, you know, to beat Seattle because that Russell Wilson off the chain. That kid can play quarterbacks. Probably your best quarterback besides my homeboy out there in KC, baby. Russell Wilson keeps it going, man. And that Metcalf, man, off the chain. Love that wide receiver Metcalf, man. So they beat my Dolphins there 31-23. And what a shootout out there in Texas, man. What the hell's gotten into Beckman out there, OBJ, and the Browns 49-38 is what I'm trying to spit out there. What the hell happened to the Cowboys, man? They're losing heartbreakers, crushing hearts when they you know, they were one of the ones that made Atlanta, you know, blowout city, Atlanta, blowing leads. They blew a 20-point lead in the fourth quarter with Dallas. But they were on the right side, wrong side of the coin on this one. The Browns are for real, man. 49-38, putting up points. And Mac Daddy and Jarvis also contributing there. The Browns are now 3-1. Cowboys 1-3, baby. And how about this game? I thought this game was a one that the damn Detroit Lions could have won. But no, Drew Brees and the Saints come through 35-29. Another team with the exciting quarterback there, right? With the Cardinals. They dropped 2-2. Panthers took them. McCafferty-less 31-21. They ain't got C-Mac, and they still came through there. 31-21. I guess Bridgewater's playing well there. I absolutely know nothing about this game. I had no fantasy players in it. I had haven't even seen the highlights, any of it. Didn't watch the game, but I'll tell you who did come through. It's Tom Brady, baby, and the Buccaneers taking care of action there with the LA Chargers. Eckler did go down in that game, which is not good for me. That's one of my running backs. My boy's hurt, man. I'm going to have to check the update, but I did have Tom Brady there, and he scored over 46 points for me. Thank you, Tommy, baby. Buccaneers go to 3-1. They beat the Chargers. 38-31 drops the Chargers to 1-3. And then you had a boar fest here. The Rams against the Giants, man. 0-4 Giants. Yeah, the Giants can't win a game at all. 0-4. The Rams took care of them 17-9 in an under game there. And the Bills, Raiders, this was a pumped up game. These teams are amped up like your boy Roy here. SRQ Talk, second half of the program always. And let's check the time, how we're doing. We're halfway through this segment because your time flies here. You want to interact with the show, srqtalk@gmail.com. You want your voice heard, you go to srqtalk.com. Hit the message button and your boy Roy's going to let you spew it out for 60 seconds, and if you're any good, I'm going to put you on the air and make you SRQ famous. That's right. I Love Monday edition. We're amped up here. October 5th, 2020, man. Pretty soon, trick-or-treat time. Things are getting back to normal. The elections are going to be taking place. It's your last time to register. So, damn, get online and register if you haven't yet and go out there and exercise your right as the U.S. citizen, baby. We're going to keep it moving here with the NFL scores and other bore fest, the Colts and the Bears. Trubisky can't get it done. The other fool can't get it done. 19-11. They go down to a very surprising Colts team at 3-1 there. They're winning with defense there, the Colts, baby. And this is a game I saw last night. Thrilla in Manila. The brotherly love. The over-under was 45.5. There's some people this morning crying that they didn't come through. But guess what? If you had the under like I did, you squeaked it, baby. That's what happens in gambling, okay? Eagles, 49ers. Eagles survive with a 17-point unanswered point. 25-20. Niners, can't say you didn't have your shot, baby. And thank you for Kittle for coming through. Tight end for the Niners going over 40 fantasy points in a PPR league. And this game, actually, everybody knew, and I had to bench Roethlisberger, but thank God, because Tommy Brady came through for me. I'm up 25.5 points on my battle tonight, but bad news, man. Kels is playing. That kid's dominant, man. I hope my lead holds up. It's going to be good, a nail biter, and I'm going to be vomiting every time Burkhead gets the ball that I was – you know, I sat because of my ignorance, but I'm going to take it on the chin, man. I'm going to take accountability. It was my fault, my team, my move that I moved him out of there. Should have kept him like my opponent did Kels there. He had a feeling that the game was going to be rescheduled, and it was, man. And I didn't put two and two together, man.
Whatever.
Yeah, I can't do anything about it now. So those are the games. Let's see what the line is tonight. You have, like I mentioned, the Chiefs at 3-0. Patriots come in at 2-1 with Cam. Going to be a good game. The over-under's at 48.5. Don't know about that, but I do know this, man. My homeboy is going to blow them out today, baby. I think the Patriots get blown out by 20 points here tonight. I'm not going to call it the lock of the day, but I am going to tell you to go to the window. Not the lock of the day today in the SRQ talk show, but I would take the Chiefs and lay the 10.5, man. That Mahomes boy. Mahomes is hot, man. Too hot. He's got Kill. He's got Kels. He's got way too many weapons. They got that rookie, Pierre, whatever, in the backfield there. They're macking, man. They're the defending Super Bowl champs, and they, every time I've seen them this year, those 3-0 wins, they look Mac Daddy, okay, including smacking up Baltimore. And Lamar Jackson over there that can't get a win against my homeboy. I say he blows him out, man, by two touchdowns or more. The second Monday night game, it's the Falcons 0-3 dropping. You know, the coaching's got – I mean, there's not much out there to replace this guy with, but someone's got to be looking at this coach sideways over here from the Falcons. He starts out 0-3 and blowing leads, man. Packers, Rodgers. You know, I'm going to call this one. I say, let me see. But I think it's a trap here, you know. And this is what I'm going to do, unprecedented. But guess what? Your lock of the day in NFL with your boy Roy is calling it to go to the window. You don't have to run. You can strut. But go ahead and give the Falcons another shot, man. This is going to be a high-scoring game. I think it's within a touchdown. I'm going to gobble the six that Aaron Rodgers and the Packers want to give me here, okay? The Packers are just as bad sometimes. They're involved in some really close games, exciting games. Definitely another lock of the day, the over, baby. You know the over's coming in. But the real lock of the day here is taking the six on a straight-up bet, taking six in the Falcons and put it all on there, including your future stimulus there, man. Grab the points and the Falcons. I believe in them. I'm going to give them one more shot. I hope they don't disappoint us. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. Let's try to get you another pick here. And congratulations to the Miami Heat for beating LeBron and the damn Lakers, finally getting on the schneid there. You know, the Lakers came out of the gate quick, blowing out the Heat in both games, 2-0. But the Heat, baby, they came back. Even though I'm boycotting, I'd still look at updates. I might go on YouTube to see the highlights of the game. In that sense, I just don't want to give them ratings, man. They want to put that politics in the sports and put Black Lives Matter all over the court on the shirts and all that and every commercial and all that. And it goes on and on, man. I don't see the NFL doing so. You know, that all that. That's why I keep watching the NFL. But you do what you want. We don't tell you how to live here. We can only update you and not give you fake news like it's all out there, okay? you're not tuned in with your boy Roy, like most of the international, I'm feeling a damn United Nations country here. Kumbaya we're going to have here, man. I got a World Cup team already to represent, all right? Got all my countries out there, man, domestically, off the chain as well. So if you're not tuned in, don't be late to the party. It's never late, baby. Come and join SRQ Talk. We broadcast Monday through Friday for 1 hour a day. Download the show, man. Send us a message. Interact with the damn show. All right, what do we got? All right, so there you go. That's the lock of the day, baby. Grab the six. I'm giving the Atlanta Falcons another shot. My numbers are off the chain in the state of Georgia. And ATL, you better come through today, man. Falcons, I'm grabbing the six, man, and running to the window there. Let's see if we can get you in. We congratulated, even though we're boycotting the NBA, the Miami Heat, baby. And while we were gone, we didn't forget Tampa. Even though Tampa, your numbers, Hillsborough County, that's where your numbers are, Tampa. But guess what? I'm going to congratulate the new Stanley Cup champions. We were a hiatus last week for personal reasons. First broadcast out of the gate today in the Stanley Cup goes to a Florida team. Aren't you embarrassed, Canada? Really, Canada? And other Canada? How about you Northeast states, huh? Or you winter states, huh? No, the Cup comes to Florida, baby. We're going to toss it around the Tampa Bay Lightning. We were mostly the Thunder as well. Because my numbers are so big in Texas, like everything else is, man. I was kind of rooting for the Stars for a nice series, and we got one. But, hey, the Cup stays here. In Florida, baby. Congratulations there. Let's see if we got any baseball games today. We do have one at 4:07 today on the Turner Broadcast System, talking about Atlanta, baby. We got the Houston Astros against the Athletics. Athletics are our favorite, minus 149 over under 8. I almost like the over there, but we're going to go ahead and pass that game because I don't want to go against the A's, but I'm leaning towards the cheating Astros there. However, we got a better game, and it's more local here. We got your damn New York Yankees going up against my adopted team here in the West Coast. I'm going to support them because, you know, my Marlins are up to, all right? Oh, yeah, every time the Marlins go to the playoffs, they win World Series, okay? They've been to the playoffs twice, 97 and 2002 when we beat your damn Yankees on Yankee Stadium grounds, okay? But we got the Yankees and the Rays, and I've been telling you all day, we're going to throw Snell out at them against Cole over under 7. You know, everybody and their mother thinks that this game is going under. Guess what? Your boy Rose going against the theory of going under on these low 7 and 7.5. Guess what? We're going over, baby. It's playoff time, man. And the Rays' bats are heavy, bro. You can count for at least 4 runs from the Rays and see if the Yankees can get us at least 3 or 4, make this game interesting. I do think that it's going to be low scoring all the way until about the 4th, 5th inning, and then they're going to blow it up. Your boy Roy is your second lock of the day. Go over 7 in the Yankees-Rays games. And let me see. The Yankees are actually favorite 150. So guess what? The dog, Rays are a great dog. Not the lock of the day, but that's a great dog for your money there. The show, I told you, the Dr. Ryan Glasser hit it out of the park for my mom with spinal lumbar surgery. Stop the pain, guys. Reach out to Dr. Ryan Glasser. Go ahead and Google him. He comes from the doctor's hospital there, and he'll hook it up, man. If you got insurance, that man will give you your life back if you're in chronic pain. Don't do that. We're going to wrap it up here. It's an I Love Monday edition of the SRQ Talk Show. We can pretty much you can go to any search engine, Google, Bing, Yahoo, if you're an absolute old fart, like me, you go to AOL, you can put it in any search engine. You put in SRQ Talk Show and your boy Roy's going to dominate the page there. Absolutely. You can download us on anywhere where you get podcasts. We're at, we like to feature Anchor Dashboard where we broadcast live for you Monday through Friday here for 1 hour. But we're also on Breaker Radio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, Cloud Sound, CastBox. We're everywhere, guys. So thank you for tuning in. Numbers are off the chain, not only domestically. We like to welcome our new country, the country of Singapore. go out to register. Don't be left out on this year's very important elections there. NFL, good luck. I'll be hating it that Burkhead is playing and scoring all these points after I had to go ahead and sit him down there. But that's how the cookie crumbles, man. We're loving that we got sports back. We're getting back to normal here. Sorry I didn't get the COVID-19 numbers for you, but we'll be back broadcasting after 11 a.m. tomorrow. We'll get you those numbers. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for standing by and listening to the entire show. It's your boy, Roy. All I have to say from the SRQ Talk Show, let's go ahead and be damn nice to somebody. Now get off my show.
Oh, thank you.